Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, let's talk about what you're all talking about, because the Taoiseach himself, a Cork man, has said he's disappointed and annoyed at the renaming plan for the home of Cork GAA, and that is Páirc Uí Chaoimh. A three-year deal is on the cards to change the venue's name to Supervalue Park or Supervalue Páirc. In Irish, Páirc Uí Chaoimh is named after Páirc Uí Chaoimh, who served as GAA Director General for 35 years, a massive figure in the GAA, not just in Cork, but nationally as well. And it's a privilege to have Dara Uí Chaoimh, his grandson, the grandson of Páirc Uí Chaoimh, after which the stadium is named, on the line now, as well as Dr. Declan Jordan, a UCC economics lecturer who's an expert in sports economics. But I'll come to Donal Uí Chaoimh first of all. Donal, you're very welcome to the programme.
Many thanks, Cormac, for inviting me.
Now, if there's one voice I wanted to hear on this, it is certainly a family member of the Uí Chaoimh family. What do you make of the renaming of Páirc Uí Chaoimh?
For those of your listeners who aren't aware of my grandfather's contribution, my grandfather's dream was inclusivity. So he wanted to have a GAA-owned pitch in every parish. And under his stewardship, the number of GAA clubs doubled in the country. The GAA became the biggest amateur association of its kind in the world. And even the GAA final was brought to New York. He was also the founder of Nemo Rangers. But I suppose tonight, what do I make of it? I suppose I'm shocked and saddened that Supervalue would consider making the eradication of my grandfather's legacy a condition of sponsorship.
No, I don't know if that's true or not. Would you be happy with, for example, Supervalue Páirc Uí Chaoimh or Páirc Supervalue Uí Chaoimh or some amalgamation?
100%. I'm in no way against sponsorship at all. And especially, you know, Supervalue is a fantastic organisation doing such wonderful community work. And again, the GAA needs sustainable funding, you know, into the future. It's, I suppose, the proposal that was currently discussed and was released in the Cork Examiner paper was the fact that it was, as you said in the intro to this paper, it was being to this piece, it's being renamed as Supervalue Páirc. So his Páirc Uí Chaoimh's name is being removed completely.
Okay. Now, I know I'm talking to the family, a family member, but in the wider scheme of things, when there's such a debt hanging over the stadium and the Cork GAA, I mean, surely anything like this would help.
Yeah, it's an important argument to make, and particularly when there is such need, and especially after the renovation of the park itself. But I think the important thing here, I think today, and particularly the both, I know that our Taoiseach Micheál Martin, and I know Ciarán McCarthy, the Mayor, Lord Mayor of Cork, has argued for a form of compromise here in terms of the integration of the name and holding on to that legacy. Because in order for the organisation to grow and to thrive, it needs to be, I suppose, acknowledging the history and the narrative that's attached, and particularly for my grandfather's contribution. Mm-hmm. I know he meant so much to so many people.
Yeah, without doubt. I'll ask you about support or conversations you've had with local people in just a second. Can I bring in, stay with me, Donal, can I bring in Declan Jordan, Dr. Declan Jordan from UCC, economics lecturer. Is there a commercial reality here alongside this conversation about lineage and history and tradition and the name?
Hi, Cormac. Yes, there is. And that's where it gets to at its most basic level. We have here an organisation which I would say is a professionally run amateur organisation. So you have, professional executive trying to do its best for an organisation to generate revenue, and to they don't pay players, so that has to go back into the infrastructure. It has to go back into grassroots. You end up with a situation that we have in Ireland where we're actually the most overstadiumed country in the world. If you consider stadiums above 25,000 plus, mm-hmm. we have one for every 300,000. France, it's one for every 3.5 million people. And that's and they're mostly Gaelic games stadiums, whereas in other countries they would be obviously soccer stadiums. And that's because, you know, where you are generating revenue like this, and the GAA is really excellent at generating revenue, it isn't going on players like in professional sports where,
so
you know, you're
goes
just
into
going
the
to
stadium. So here's a question for you, an economics question or financial question. Why the need to have a sponsor where they I'm not sure if this is true or not, but if the name, the traditional name goes, why not generate revenue through concerts or other activities?
Well, I'm sure they're going to do that too. But of course, those concerts aren't free. And just like a match down in the park isn't free. You know, there's also ancillary services. You provide security and so on. So even when you provide those, you get a certain revenue from those states, from those events.
Yeah.
There's only so many events that those things can handle as well.
So this is a necessity.
I mean,
you have a stadium here
that's full maybe three times a year.
Yeah.
And you have, you know, Gaelic Grounds in Limerick, and you have Semple Stadium. You know, you have Fitzgerald Park. All of these are vying for the semi-finals and Munster finals and so on. So they're not even going to get that every year.
Okay.
So, you know, money is fungible. If it doesn't come out of, you know, if they turn down the Super Value sponsorship, for example, well, that €300,000 has to come from somewhere else. And
okay.
It has to come out of the budget.
Can I go back to Donal O'Keefe on that? And let me put one text you on as well as that. A texter says, people need to stop living in the past. Cork GAA needs money. They're lucky they get any offers of sponsorship in the current climate. So what do you say about that, as well as Declan's point that this stadium, Páirc Uí Chaoimh, is only full three times a year?
I think one of the key issues here has been the lack of transparency and time given to adequate debate around it. I understand a decision will be made by the Cork County Board in the next few hours. I'm not sure what time they're meeting at tonight. And the media have been banned from attending it. So I think that's why I'm delighted and happy to speak about it openly. And thank you for inviting me on board. Mm-hmm. I think the key issue here is, yes, there's the acknowledgement of you know, massive debt. We're talking €30 million.
Okay.
That this sponsorship deal would only be a drop in the ocean of that in terms of addressing it. You know, we're talking about €300,000 each year, which are, you know, granted is very much a significant amount of money. But I suppose the query I have is, can we still retain the sponsorship,
okay,
the value of it, while still holding on to my grandfather's name?
Well, let me know what you think. To 51551, Donal O'Keefe, grandson of Páirc O'Keefe of Páirc Uí Chaoimh fame, and Dr. Declan Jordan of UCC. Thank you both very much indeed.